You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, you better be listening. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We're a little sassy today because it's my baby's birthday, my little 9-year-old Brock. Turned 9, right, for the 999 plan. Yeah, he likes it. Yeah, you ask him who he wants to win the presidential primary. He likes the whole 999 cane plan. But, yeah, turned 9 years old. I mean, it's hard to believe that 9 years old, 9 years ago, I gave birth to him. You know, I kind of put the history on Facebook. He comes out swinging his umbilical cord like a lasso. He's such a cowboy. Right, placenta's swinging around, knocking the nurses in the face, blood is spraying all over the walls. But we got him out. Actually, the doctor had to catch him like a football. I mean, he came, I was in labor for 5 days, but the second he came out was pretty, pretty fast. It just sunk, because I started throwing up. You know, you get the anesthesia, you get the spinal anesthesia and the epidural, and for some reason, after the birth, when they started to probably put Pitocin to tighten up the uterus, oh, you can listen to this story. That's what you do. Otherwise, you bleed to death. You can bleed to death, you know, after birth. In the olden days, I don't know what they did. They rubbed the uterus. They massaged the uterus, you know, but they'll give you Pitocin. I think it made me vomit. It made me vomit so much, it had to give me Anapsine, which is a medication to stop nausea. And it made me so weak, I felt like I was almost paralyzed. And I couldn't hold the baby. So I couldn't hold my baby for a day. Now, I know that's not a sob story. I mean, I know there's women that have premature babies and they can't hold them. And, you know, I know there's, you know, worse things. But I always was worried because my firstborn, I could hold. I could smother. I remember trying to breastfeed. I had no milk coming out. You know, tickling his tummy, even though he didn't know what that meant. But my second one, I couldn't hold. I couldn't hold for a day and a half. And I always wondered if he would love me less. Now, he is more ornery. He does tell me off, right? When I ask him if he loves me, he says no. But other than that, I think I did good with him. You know, I've talked about on the show how have you guys, I mean, for those of you listening to me for years, the placenta code, have I told you guys about the placenta code? You know, when the baby comes out, you don't get any instructions, right? The baby comes out and you look, you know, maybe there's some blood, maybe there's some meconium because the baby poops in you, but no instructions. Right? Well, maybe God's instructions for that baby is on the placenta. I mean, no two placenta are the same. Really. I mean, have you guys ever compared placenta? No, no, no. Try it one day. No two placenta are the same. So I think what women are supposed to do, they're supposed to take the placenta, they're supposed to, you know, run their hands on it and try to crack the code, like the Da Vinci code. Now, usually the hospital workers or the nurses try to grab the placenta and, you know, rush it off. Maybe they bring it to the cafeteria and use it for the Jell-O. I don't know. But ladies, you know, if the nurses are trying to hand you the baby to distract you so they can take away your placenta, don't. Don't let it happen. Tell them to keep your baby, right? You need to look at this placenta. Try to spend as much time with the placenta as possible. Crack the code. Then when you think you've got it, then they can take the placenta away and you can ask for your baby back. But I really think the meaning of life, or what the hell you're supposed to do with that one particular kid and what makes that one kid work is the placenta. That's called the placenta code. It is copyrighted. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Wait, you think I'm crazy? Really? How else? Every kid has their own code. They do. You can't treat two kids. Any of you that have multiple children, you can't discipline the two the same. They won't eat the same. I mean, identical twins, that's one thing. But identical twins, a lot of times, share the same what? Placenta. I tell ya, it's in the placenta. Nobody listens to me. But I'm going to tell you guys something. You know, nobody ever listens to me, right? Whether it's the show, whether it's my patients, whether it's my family. And remember I talked about how we may have to take blood pressure medicine at night because of people getting heart attacks and strokes? So finally, a study came out saying it may be healthier to take your blood pressure medicine at night. Well, duh! That's what I've been saying! Nobody listens to me! Ding! Duh! Alright, so we're gonna talk about that. Of course, the researchers get all the credit. Nobody says, well, we were listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show and we decided to research it. No, 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 they take all the credit. But I said that! Take your blood pressure at night because you get the blood pressure spike in the middle of the night and then you get a stroke or heart attack. No one listens. No one listens to me. Listen to me. This placenta code thing, it's going to be true. It's going to be true. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of stuff to talk about. I want to talk about, of course, you know, when is it the most strategic to take your blood pressure medicine? Also, this is very interesting. You know, a lot of us suffer from heartburn. Well, they think stuffed olives, you know, those olives with pimentos, may have the key to treating heartburn. Crazy stuff, crazy stuff. Also, we're going to talk about how if your kid gets away from the television set and actually goes to play outside, their nearsightedness or their vision improves. Duh, again, another, I mean, blows your mind, doesn't it? Just blows your mind. Then I want to talk about a little TSA issue. You know what? We got to talk about this. Okay, we got to talk about this really quick before break. Okay. All right. Apparently a lady, New York writer and lawyer, Jill Filipovic. Okay. She goes through the airport. She's going from New York to Dublin. And from what I understand, she had a personal item. All right. They think it's a female item. Okay. I don't want to say vibrator. I don't know. There's tons of female items. But from what I understand, it was kind of in that grouping. So the TSA agent actually puts a note in her purse saying, "Get your freak on, girl." Now, of course, this is a violation of privacy. She thinks it's inappropriate, yada, yada, yada. What I want to know is, why would anybody bring a female item such as that on a trip, right, to Dublin and bring it on their carry-on? You see, don't you think your carry-on is looked at? Don't you? And really, you can't go that long without needing your personal item? I think she was looking for trouble. I wonder if this was a setup. Really, you keep those items to yourself. You don't carry it in your purse and on your carry-on, please. And it scares people. You know, some of these female items, they look like a weapon of mass destruction. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Not allowed. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. All right, yeah, I know it's my little boy's birthday today, so I'm thinking about my little baby boy. I love the birthday spankings. They don't. You know, you do the birthday spankings, you go, wait a second, oh, I lost count. Oh, I got to start all over. And then you do, oh, wait a second, that was just practice. You know, so by the 100th birthday spanking, he wants to run. All right, spoiled little kid. I got him a cake. I posted it on my Facebook page, kind of a spider cake with googly eyes, you know, for Halloween. I'm just a promise of I'm such a good mommy. You know, it's funny. I'm reading this article here. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. So did you hear President Obama was stuck in traffic, right? He was on his way to Jay Leno's show, the taping. And he's in California on the Ventura Freeway. And any of you from California or L.A., you know that Ventura Freeway is horrible, the 101. And I guess it's slowed down on the Ventura exit. There's a Ventura Boulevard exit on the 101, right? Been there, done that. It slows down, gridlock. So he's sitting there in traffic. I guess he was supposed to fly in a helicopter to get to the Jay Leno taping, and said he was stuck. I'm just wondering, you know, when he's stuck in traffic, does he listen to talk radio? Yeah, he should. He should listen to what we say about him. You know, maybe he'll learn something. And there's a lot of good conservative talk radio out there in L.A. I mean, he could have easily listened to KFI, KRLA, I mean, any of those stations out there, KABC, Some real good show. Probably not. No, he probably just, you know, sat there and talked about how, you know, wonderful he's doing with Obamacare and the economy. No, that's what they need to do. They need to get him stuck in traffic and let him listen to some good conservative talk radio. I wonder if he has XM. If he has XM, he'd be able to listen to my show in L.A. And Daddy, well, he goes to the Dr. Dolly show. He probably goes, wait a second, Dr. Dolly, let's see, what does she think about Obamacare? Call the show. What do you think about Obamacare? Oh, I think it sucks. All right, never mind. Shut it off. Oh, my gosh. We actually had to start screening the calls for the Obamacare because people would call, and I would just go off, and the whole show would end up being about the problems of Obamacare. And we never got to anything. All right, let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Doc Dolly. I heard on the news they did a study saying that pomegranate juice does cure prostate cancer, but they only ran the story a couple of times. I think it got pulled because the FDA has a law that nothing natural. They said only a drug can cure, prevent, or treat a disease.
Okay, pomegranate juice. All right, now, what I know about pomegranate juice is the study that came out, I believe it was a couple years ago, and I think I talked about it on my show, was that it slowed down aggressive cancer. I've never seen a study saying the pomegranate juice cured. So, I mean, I hate to disagree with you. I love to agree with my listeners because then you like me and listen to me more. But you're right on the aspect that there was a link, a positive link with pomegranate juice where it helped prostate cancer. And actually a lot of berries do. You know, if you ever go to these websites that talk about the top foods to fight cancer, there's many of them out there, and I'll go through a few of these foods. And a lot of them are common sense, but honestly, the berries usually top the list in terms of cancer fighting. Grapes, because of the resveratrol, appear to fight cancer. The problem we have, whether it's the FDA or not, is, again, and we talked about this on yesterday's show, it's the liability. All right? You don't know how much I would love to say drink pomegranate juice. And I think the amount, I got to look it up. I think it was 8 ounces of pomegranate juice a day in this one study. 8 ounces of pomegranate juice a day. I would love nothing more than to tell people to do that and say it's going to work. But, if it doesn't, and for the most case, they haven't proven that it will prevent the prostate cancer or kill prostate cancer if you have it. They haven't been able to prove that, and I'm wrong, I get sued. My name gets plastered all over the place. Dr. Dolly is a quack, blah, blah, blah. Personally, if you guys want to include pomegranate juice in your diet, I don't think it'll hurt. Of course, double check with your doctor because sometimes the pomegranate juice, like grapefruit juice, could interfere with some of your medications. Like some of you on blood thinners, like Coumadin, Warfarin, you may not be able to drink the pomegranate juice. Or if you do, you got to let your doctor know so then they check your PT levels, INR levels. But, as much as I don't like the government, right, and it would be fun to blame the FDA, we can't blame the FDA because remember, in order to get FDA approval, you need to have the studies. And nobody is putting money into these studies. For example, garlic. Garlic has been shown, right? I don't want to say shown, but there's theories behind garlic preventing cancer in the stomach and gastrointestinal system. All right? Well, we need somebody doing a multi-million-dollar study on this. Getting the volunteers, it's hard to find volunteers. You probably have to get participants. You got to pay the participants. Then you got to do the studies, and you got to, it takes money, believe it or not. I think more money than it should, but it takes money. Well, if there's not a company that's going to benefit from it, who's going to do it? Okay, and some people will be like, but wait a second, there's garlic pills. Ask one of these companies that sell garlic pills. No, but here's the thing. All right. If a garlic pill company, someone that's over, at the nutritional stores, decides to back this and back a study, and they come to find out, okay, garlic helps prevent cancer, go out and buy garlic pills, there's no assurance to that company they're going to buy that one brand. They're going to just go to the store and buy any type of garlic pills. So it's not in these companies' best interest to do a study like that because their competition
could get the business. It stinks that it's a money issue. Remember there was a study that came out, we talked about this on my show, where niacin, one of the B vitamins, was found to lower triglycerides and fats. And it was a pretty big study. And a lot of us were like, oh my gosh, they did a study on something natural. They did a study on a vitamin. Okay, well, whoa, we realized why. One of the pharmaceutical companies wanted to add niacin to the cholesterol medication. So in order to get this approved and patented and hopefully on the market, they decided to do the study. And, of course, it would have to be prescription-grade niacin. Well, as a result, the study came out. They found that the niacin sometimes works better than these other medications. And, you know, everybody was happy, except, of course, the pharmaceutical company. I don't even know if the drug ever got approved. But, you see, it took a pharmaceutical company to do the study. That's what's so frustrating. Now, I do see a lot of studies coming from Europe. And I know some of you are like, gosh, Talia, you know a lot about what's going on in Europe. Well, because I am noticing a lot more of these studies. Maybe it's because they have socialized medicine. I don't know. Also, India. In India, they, you know, have a lot of these cross-perspective analysis. I'm trying to find the right term for the type of studies they do where they find, oh, okay, you know, caffeine helps with this, this helps with this. So, you know, you see, and yes, there are some studies being done in America, but if you want to know if pomegranate juice cures cancer, we got to have some company come up with that study and come up with the money. So, like I said, we can't really blame the FDA. We have to blame the whole system. All right. And, but I'm going to tell you something. I mean, if pomegranate juice was found to cure prostate cancer, I don't think it would have been hidden. I mean, I know everybody thinks there's this big conspiracy where if something does, fight cancer, like some people say, oh, they found the cure to cancer. They just don't want to let it out because they want everybody spending money on medicine. I really don't think so. Trust me, somebody is greedy enough to want the credit. Right? And they aren't going to keep it under wraps. Somebody wants to lay claim to that. So I really don't believe that they have the cure to cancer. I don't believe that. I think also, even if they did, I think if somebody did believe and think that they found the cure to cancer, nature is going to trick us later. Nature always does. Right? We came up with antibiotics, right? In the early 1900s, we were all proud of ourselves. Yay, we could fight bacteria. What did the bacteria do? They outsmarted the antibiotics. Right? So did the viruses. Okay, we had some viruses, right? We knew there were herpes. We knew there was hepatitis. All of a sudden, AIDS comes out. And AIDS, this is a super smart virus. This virus just doesn't affect your nose and make you cough and sneeze and then go away and be self-limited and just die. It decides to kill the only cells that can attack it, right? And then it starts to kill the host. You know, I mean, nature, it gets smarter and smarter and smarter. These viruses, these bacteria, these fungi. Look, remember yesterday we were talking about this big amoeba. Now there's amoeba 10 centimeters long. Nature will find a way. So trust me, if they find a cancer treatment that could stop cancer, cancer's going to find a way. It's sad. So we have to keep figuring out how to fight it. All right, when we come back, I just want to quickly talk about some foods that we believe fight cancer and more news on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dance to this song. I'm sure there's a way to dance to it. We got to get a boogie on. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com and your Twitters and your tweets and your Facebook follows and everything. All right, so taking a look at this list. All right, they say here we're talking about foods that can, quote-unquote, fight cancer. Again, there's no studies proving these, but I have to admit, this is the same story we always hear. These same foods always keep coming up, all right? There's always kind of these little relationships they find to eating healthy, not, you know, people that have been cancer-free and what was their diet, okay? Well, and, you know, be prepared for this. You know, one big aspect to some of these people's diets, all right? And this actually comes from the American Cancer Society, is if you eat high fiber, and you could get high fiber from beans. Yep, that's right. Yep, beans, especially red kidney beans and pinto beans, looks like have antioxidants and increase your fiber intake. right? And so I don't like beans. I don't like anything about it. I don't like a bean burrito. Nothing. I don't like beans at all. So I guess I'm going to skip that one. Grapes. Grapes I like. You got the resveratrol, right? Actually, the National Cancer Institute has said resveratrol may be useful in keeping cancer from beginning or spreading. Again, we still need more studies on that, but I like grapes. I think grapes are nice. Some people say, should I just take the resveratrol pills? I'd rather you just eat the grapes if you can. If you aren't diabetic and you don't have to watch your blood sugar that closely, I think grapes are a very healthy side dish. You know what's really yummy are those frozen grapes, you know, Claim Jumpers, right? Freezes the grapes. That's like candy. I mean, frozen grapes is like candy. I love it. All right, of course, your leafy green vegetables. You have your beta carotene, your lutein, your antioxidants. They say you got to eat collard greens, mustard greens, and kale. Ugh. Let's go back to the grapes. Turmeric. I don't cook, so I don't know. This is one of the Indian curries. All right, that's supposed to have some anti-cancer properties. Huh? They say according to the American Cancer Society, curcumin can inhibit some kinds of cancer cells in the laboratory. Oh, that's good. So if you're ever in a laboratory, that may help. Okay, whole grains. We've known about this as a colon cancer. The more fiber you eat, the more you poop, the more it helps against colorectal cancer. That includes oatmeal, barley, brown rice, whole wheat, whole grain pasta, not the white, green tea. You keep hearing stuff about green tea. Here's my problem. I like the green tea, you know, that you get in the soda bottles, kind of like the Lipton, but I think there's a lot of sugar to those. So, I mean, it has to be like the real green tea. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, they also make you poop. Okay. Well, they do it for me. I know some of you guys may not have such loose bowels, but they definitely do it for me. Just looking at the picture of these vegetables make me need to go. Hopefully your break is going to come up soon. All right. Of course, they help protect against free radicals. Try to eat them non-overly cooked because that salvages vegetables. Tomatoes, they say, help protect prostate cancer. And I remember in the 80s, my father read a study that tomatoes helps prevent against colon cancer. So he kept eating tomatoes. We still think he had colon cancer when he died. He died of a heart attack. So that's why, like I said, I think it's important for you to eat these vegetables, but don't think you're going to be cancer free. Okay? I mean, I don't think anything is absolute. Not in science, not in medicine. And I remember my father was like, I'm not going to, because everybody in my family got cancer, and those who didn't get cancer died of a heart attack. And I snuck a blood test on his blood panel to see if this colon cancer enzyme was high, and it was. And, you know, before he even let us diagnose him, he ended up, having a heart attack, which is the way he wanted to go. I mean, you know, he died naturally of a heart attack. He didn't want to get cancer. But I still think he died too young. But I remember him saying tomatoes are going to prevent cancer. Listen, you got to take these with a grain of salt. Of course, a whole grain and cut the salt. But, you know, keep in mind, these, you know, having a very healthy diet, right, and a diet rich in fruits and vegetables is going to help. It's not going to hurt. But you cannot expect to drink pomegranate juice, you know, eat your cruciferous vegetables, eat your beans, and not have a problem. Okay, we got to stop having the farting sound associated with the word beans. I mean, every time I say beans, we get the farting sound. It's not appropriate. Okay, berries. I said berries, not beans. Berries. Anti-cancer diet. They say berries. Berries have powerful antioxidants. I think pomegranates are including these berries, but usually they're blueberries, blackberries, strawberries. Those are the berries. Very good for diabetics because they have a lower glycemic index. And I say garlic. Garlic they have found, and we talked about this before the break, decreasing your esophageal cancer, gastric cancer. Now see, this is what's interesting. A lot of people eating the spicy tomato sauces and spicy foods a lot of times have garlic. And if you eat spicy foods, you get more reflux, and then you're more prone to these types of cancers. That's very, very interesting that they say garlic can actually help you, right? With this one source, where am I reading this from? Everyday Health says a clove of garlic a day. Now, you see, I don't cook, so I would probably just have to eat the garlic, like, in the clove by itself. Well, honestly, guys, like I said, just try to eat healthy. You know, try to live life the way, you know, you should. You know, cut back on the fast food, et cetera. You know, they had a study yesterday saying kids that drink soda pop are more aggressive. And there's something to the soda pop. Okay, here's my thing with soda pop. If a child is drinking soda pop, they're probably not getting the most proper nutrition. Now, the one thing I notice, even with myself, I get grumpy when I feel a little malnourished. And then I go to the store and I eat some green spinach. I mean, I buy the spinach, wash it off, and then I eat it, of course, at home. But I notice when I don't feel nutritionally sound, I get grumpy. I also notice that if I'm hypoglycemic, I get very mean. All right, when I'm at work and my sugar's dropping and then, you know, there's some issues going on with the staff, I start to get snappy. And they're like, Dr. Wax, go eat. And I'm like, all right, I'll go eat, but I get snappy. And then all of a sudden I come back from lunch like a new person. You know, I mean, I'm no Ike Turner or anything, but so also, you know, you're wondering if these kids drinking these sugary drinks and these soda pops are going through some hypoglycemia. I don't think children should be drinking soda pop. I mean, maybe once in a blue moon as a treat. When I was growing up, soda pop would be only as a treat. You know, we're talking once every 6 months. Okay, it was a very, very special treat. It wasn't supposed to be our daily drink at lunchtime and dinner. And so I think we really need to do something about that. But it's interesting. You know, children are acting more aggressive if they drink soda pop. Of course, if that's their fuel, well, it's sad. It's sad. Okay, speaking of fuel, those of us who like martinis, they say stuffed. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say stuffed olives could be a treatment for acid reflux. This comes from Mail Online. They say the sodium alginate, which occurs naturally in brown algae, is commonly used to glue the pimento strips into the olives. Is that interesting? You know how a lot of you order your martini but say, hold the olives? When I used to, you know, wait on you all, you were like, no. And I'd say, you know, if I want a martini, I'd say vodka or gin. Like, it's always, you know, and you'd yell at me. Yeah, well, maybe you should ask for the olives. Right, they say the sodium alginate helps combat heartburn. A trial at Southampton University involving 1,500 patients. What did they do? Did they give them all martinis? I'm trying to read this. Well, they're talking about martinis. Did they just give them the... Oh, I think they just gave them the sodium alginate. Well, that's not a fun study at all. All right. Yeah, you know what? They'll be careful, though. I don't want you all starting to get these pimentos. I never understood that. Who decided to stick a pimento in an olive? Pretty brilliant with taste. You know, I'll watch Hell's Kitchen. I love Hell's Kitchen because I can't cook, and so I learned so much from that. You know, and somebody decides to mix something with something else, and you're like, where did they get that? You know, but I guess, you know, one time I was cooking halibut, and I had this vanilla powder from Starbucks. I put it on the halibut with some butter. It was delicious. I tried some regular vanilla. It didn't work. You need to experiment. I mean, not with sex, but experiment with food and cooking. You got to be careful with the whole sex thing. Okay, when we come back, when do you take your blood pressure medicine? All right, and get the kids away from the television set. Coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Sister said, was he calling me a babe? You know, we really need to kind of teach people what to call women. I never could stand toots. How's it going, toots? Toots? That's not complimentary. Toots makes me feel like I got a big tushy. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I mean, I do have a big tushy, but that's a whole other issue. You know, you call me sweetheart, call me doll. You know, that stuff's kind of nice, but toots, right? Ho, no, I don't like that kind of stuff. That's not very sexy. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We're also taking your emails at drdahlia.com, which is my website, drdahlia.com. I love all the questions about the Dr. Dahlia cruise. We got a great cruise coming up. We're going to have prizes. There's going to be a lot of lectures. Got some cocktail parties. A lot of fun stuff. Plus, we have a great group rate. So please, please take a look at our website at drdahlia.com and start or continue booking for the cruise, because we want to fill up completely. And we've been doing a good job so far. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on Facebook. All right. So blood pressure medicines work better at bedtime than the morning. Well, duh. That's what I've been saying on my show. I've always been talking about that, because we talk about how many strokes and heart attacks happen in the middle of the night. That's why we take cholesterol medication in the middle of the night. If your blood pressure spikes because of sleep apnea or because of lack of control, you have issues too. Okay, so finally somebody agrees with me. Spanish researchers, looks like probably from Spain. Muy bien hecho. They write about their findings in the October 24th issue of the Journal of American Society of Nephrology. Ah, very good. Dr. Ramon Hernida y colleagues of the Universidad de Vigo found that patients who took at least one blood pressure medicine following at bedtime at bedtime had better control of their blood pressure and were less likely to experience heart problems, right, than taking it first thing in the morning. All right, now, but here's the thing. I know some of you are looking at your bottles right now, and you shouldn't be, because if you're driving, your eyes should be on the road. And you're probably saying, wait a second, my doctor is telling me to take these medicines in the morning, or they're telling me to, okay. You're right. Certain medications you have to take in the morning. You're right. Well, I don't want to say you have to take, but some of your medications attached to a water pill, like hydrochlorothiazide, you want to take in the morning, because otherwise you're going to get up to pee. Yeah, you know, you want to take that kind of medicine in the morning. If you take that before you go to bed, you're going to get up to urinate, because that's what the diuretic does. So those medications you can still take in the morning. Your beta blockers, the medicines that slow down the heart and make you tired, those we usually want you to take at night. That medicine we usually say at night. Now, what about the ones in between, the ACE inhibitors, the ARBs, the calcium channel blockers? Well, here's the thing. Most of these medications should be longer lasting, 24 hours, so they should give you longer control. But some of you that have very labile hypertension, or you're very vulnerable, right? You know, your blood pressure will have a tissy fit no matter what, right? You're so delicate, right? You know, we have to kid and glove you and tiptoe around your blood pressure. For those of you, what I would recommend, you know, even though the study says take the blood pressure medicine at night, what I'd recommend is take the blood pressure at home, first of all. Let's find out what your blood pressure is in the morning, noon, and night. And when you do write down your blood pressures, also put down the time you're taking your medication. Now, you may notice if you take your Norvasc, let's say, your amlodipine, right, your calcium channel blocker, you may notice if you take that in the morning and your blood pressure is a little high in the morning, it comes down around 2 in the afternoon. Okay, well, then that may tell you, all right, you probably have about a six-hour delay on that medicine working. And you need to bring that to the doctor so you all can figure out what's going on. Because if your blood pressure ends up being low by nighttime, by dinner time, maybe you need to cut back on one of the morning medicines. This way your blood pressure isn't that low at night. If it's up a little bit more, then you take your blood pressure medicine at night, so then you have the coverage and you aren't waking up with high blood pressure in the morning. You see that? See that your blood pressure is high in the morning before you take your medicine, then you take it, and then it's low at night? Maybe you need to split it up a little bit. Take part of your medicine in the morning, part of the medicine at night. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. That's what I've been saying every single day on the show. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Everybody is different. And what we have to do is we have to decide what works for you. And having high blood pressure in the middle of the night could be extremely dangerous. So looks like with this study, they're saying maybe take the medication at night. This way you have some extra protection. The only thing is keep in mind, if you test your blood pressure medicine and you see it doesn't do much for 4 to 6 hours, then you may want to take that blood pressure medicine 4 to 6 hours before you go to bed, not right as you're going to bed. Again, you need to sit down with your doctor and talk about this. Okay, there's an art to it. There's a choreography. You know, people think doctors just do cookbook medicine. No, we don't do cookbook medicine. Okay, we may have checklist medicine or make sure we go down the list and make sure we got everything covered. But there is an art. Okay, we've talked about that. When I got all mushy yesterday, there's an art. People need some tender love and care. So interesting stuff. All right. Now, another thing I've been saying on the show is kids that are TV watchers and video game watchers seem to need glasses more than kids that play outside. We've all noticed it. Right? I remember my brother. My brother played outside. Me, I loved watching TV. I'd watch I Love Lucy reruns. I'd watch Gilligan's Island reruns. I'd watch Bewitched. I didn't like Bewitched. That facial tick she had bothered the heck out of me. I did not like Bewitched at all. I Dream of Jeannie was fun. But I would watch reruns on TV when we were bored. I mean, you know, we grew up in Phoenix. It was very, very hot. So would, you know, just kind of sit in front of the TV. Yet my brother would run outside to play and get all sweaty and overheated. He didn't need glasses. I did. Same thing with my husband and his brother. His brother loved TV. My husband didn't. My husband doesn't wear glasses. His brother does. So I've always noticed a correlation. I think a lot of us have. Well, finally, researchers are now putting it in writing from the University of Cambridge, England, right, in the annual meeting of the American Academy of Ophthalmology at Orlando, Florida. That's a fun meeting to go to, guys. Yeah, keep your eyes on the next one, all right? Okay. Come on, really? I can't make any doctor jokes. Come on, this stuff's funny. All right. One of these days, you guys will think the doctor jokes are funny. All right, so they said, they looked at the amount of time children and teenagers spent with natural light. Now, this is what's interesting. They're saying that actually the outdoors, it wasn't so much being away from the TV and the video games as much as there's something to the natural light outside that helped the body. That makes a heck of a lot of sense. They said there was a 2% drop in myopia, which is nearsightedness, for every additional hour spent outdoors each week. They say the average nearsighted child spends 3.7 fewer hours outdoors each week compared to children with no vision problem. So you know what they need to do? They need to probably test people that live in, people that live in cold climates, once the weather gets better, they're outside and vice versa. Huh. All right, but you know what? Again, this is nothing new. Same story. All right, so get your kids away from the TV. Remember, it was interesting. Yesterday, there was a study saying if your kid has lazy eye, have them play video games. Remember that study? So I know you're like, wait a second, Dahlia, you told us to have the kids play video games. I didn't tell you to have the kids play video games. Just because I'm telling you guys the studies. Just because I am reporting the news, right? I'm a reporter. I don't know what they pay me for, but I think reporting is on my job description and my job duty list. I'm just reporting. I'm not saying to do it. I give you my opinion. My opinion is kids play video games too much. I do find it interesting, though, that if your child is really bucking the whole eye patch thing for lazy eye, you know, with lazy eye, you patch the good eye, so you force the lazy eye's muscles to be stronger so it doesn't wander and go off to the side. I know a kid would rather play video games for a certain amount of time than wear the patch. You know, that would be nice, but still, get that kid outside. You know, and you know there's going to be a study coming up saying, people for their general health are going to have to be outdoors and actually get some sunlight. And nobody has the guts to say it because nobody wants to be liable for skin cancer. Skin cancer is huge. Melanoma is huge. Squamous cell carcinoma, basal cell carcinoma. So it's not everybody stay out of the sun. Yet somebody is going to have to stand up and say, look, guys, you need sunlight. I mean, if you really think about it, look at us hiding inside our doors. I get very little sun, very little outside. And it's funny because a lot of us, we feel good when we're on vacation. Are we feeling good because we're on vacation? Because we're with our families and we're yelling at the kids and we're hearing, are you there yet? And we're spending a lot of money. Or are we feeling better on vacation because we were outdoors and we got some sun? I mean, think about Disneyland. Yeah, the rides are fun and the hour and a half long lines, but it's probably because we're outside, breathing in everybody else's perfume and sunscreen and sweat. Fresh air, people. Fresh air. All right, we are coming back for another hour. If this is your stop, you have a great rest of the day. If not, stay on board. We got a lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.